Coffee Mambo Jumbo, still reflecting on an amazing London coffee festival that happened Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, last weekend in April. And it was quite an event, I must say. Really enjoyed it, rubbed shoulders with a lot of people of the industry, good people who know what they're doing in the coffee world. Lots of interesting new products there as well. Lots of different coffee roasters, artisan roasters, coffee importers. And I'm holding in my hand a bag of coffee, of Colombian coffee, Café Muisca. And these two people, very interesting people, Lina Valencia and her partner, whose name escapes me now, and they run a coffee business called Original Colombian Coffee. You might have been there or you haven't been to the festival itself. Let me tell you about it. What they do is they source very good Colombian coffee. They roast it in Colombia and import the roasted coffee into the UK. Now you might think, well, why do they do that? And I myself questioned, why don't they just import the green coffees and have them roasted here, so just to keep the freshness? Because we know that freshness is so important when it comes to coffee beans. And believe it or not, I had some coffee there. And in fact, they've got three different roasts. They're all 100% Arabica, Colombian beans, sourced, I think, to remember rightly, from the same area. And they've got an anytime roast, they've got an after-dinner roast, and they've got a morning roast. I've got a bag of each, and I've tried there on the stand, the anytime roast and the after-dinner roast. Now, the taste is actually really, really beautiful. So today, I've tried the anytime roast, and I've tried the after-dinner roast. And the beans themselves look absolutely beautiful. The one thing I don't know is when it was actually roasted. But I have a sneaky idea from watching the extraction very carefully in my naked portafilter that sadly these beans, although they still taste very fruity and nice and balanced, the beautiful taste, both of them, they are slightly old. Now, why do I know that? Because the naked portafilter does not lie. The extraction was running. The extraction was a bit thin. The mouthfeel was thin. And it yielded too much fluid in too little time, although I went quite fine. And of course, if you go even finer on the grind becomes clumpy. And you can't really save that and make it more creamy and make it run slower just by going finer or by updosing more and more and more. The thing is, that bean is just a little bit old. Having said that, it is beautiful in its taste. Beautifully roasted. I'm just questioning, why don't I roast it here? And I must get to the bottom of this and really ask them, because the beans themselves are beautiful. The people are beautiful. The emblem, Café Muisca, is beautiful. I'm sure it's been sourced in beautiful areas. Now, Lina, the lady, has 90 years of heritage in coffee. So she knows what she's talking about. And she knows how good these beans are. So there is a real difference in the taste of both as well. But I can't give it my fullest appreciation just because I'm sure the mouthfeel is just that bit thinner. Now, the other thing that I've realized, okay, there was a big Guinness effect, but the Guinness effect really in this instance is because it actually ran quite fast. Another indication that the bean is slightly out of date is that the crema itself is rather on the blonde side. So I'm really enthusiastic about those people. I'm enthusiastic about the bean. And I would just love to have received beans that are slightly fresher than those. Now, I don't know exactly when this was roasted, but I will get back in touch with Lina and her partner and find out, because they're based in London and so is Coffee Mumbo Jumbo HQ. Now, the only bean that remains for me to be testing and tasting is the morning roast. Haven't opened that bag, but I tell you what, two different coffees in one session is quite demanding. But they're beautiful people and it's a beautiful coffee. Just want it a bit fresher. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is very demanding, but why not?